production. Live from the News Talk WANI studios in Auburn, Alabama, this is General Election Coverage with Ben Taylor and Riley Hubbard.
And, of course, Wade Bennett joins us as well in studio as we take you through local, state, federal, you name it. If somebody is getting voted on tonight, including maybe some football playoffs a little bit later on, we'll talk about it. As gentlemen, welcome. Good to have y'all in.
Man, I'm excited to be here. I say it every time, Ben. It's after 9 a.m., and we're on the air live, and that means it's something really special. And today is a very important day in the history of our nation as who the next president of the United States will be decided, or at least parts of the pieces of that puzzle will start to fall into place tonight. Also, some local races that we're going to be keeping our eye on. Only part of our listening audience is affected by Alabama's second congressional district, District 2, between Caroline Dobson, the Republican, and Shamari Figures, the Democrat, in a new district. There is no incumbent there. We'll keep a close eye on that one, as well as Samantha Copeland and Chris Patton dueling it out for district court judge place number 2. And a few other statewide races. We're also going to keep an eye on the statewide amendment that is being voted on, and other things going on across the state. We've got a lot to talk about, and as I mentioned, there is a national election as well. We will keep you updated on the balance of power between the in the Senate and in the House. But we do have a special guest with us this week, this time around.
Yeah, I'm not just here to talk sports tonight, guys. Everybody can recognize that voice coming over the airways really quickly.
Wade Bennett is here. He knows about things other than sports.
Are you here for? Are you here as T-Bone or the realist? Which one?
Whatever y'all want to call me.
No, I mean,
we don't want to go down that road now.
Uncle T-Bone
is listening.
Hey, in Auburn, my radio voice is Uncle T-Bone. We can go with that. That's fine. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much. When I found out that y'all were going to do this live election coverage, I volunteered to come in. I wanted to be part of history. I'm a history guy. I'm a shade tree historian, especially in sports, obviously in college football sports, but also in I love American history as well. And Riley said it best. I think this is one of the most important presidential elections of my lifetime, and I just kind of wanted to be part of it and see how it all goes and soak it all in. And you know, it's 7 o'clock here in the great state of Alabama and Auburn on the Plains, and I believe polls have closed.
Yep,
and several polls will be closing here shortly.
Polls closed 8 minutes ago in the state of Alabama, but we can already make a call, Ben.
This is WANI election coverage, breaking news.
Speaking of someone that helps out all the time, pretty much runs the show, and that is probate judge and Lee County Commission Chairman Bill English joining us on the WANI hotline. Evening, Judge.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How about yourself? Has it been a busy day? A little more tame than probably what we expected due to rain and spring break?
Well, I would say turnout is lower. I'm not sure I'd use the word tame. I went to vote today. Did you?
I did, and I went at 5:30 and no wait. Got in and out one of the new locations, Embrace Church, and they were doing a fantastic job. Volunteers there were awesome. Riley also voted at one of the new locations as well.
So. I had a good experience too. I mean, it was easy. Walked right in at 4:30. I was expecting, you know, me and everybody else from work to show up, but walked right up, got my name in, got my ballot. I was probably in and out in less than 5 minutes.
Maybe 5 minutes tops.
If that.
8 out of 10 stayed home or more. I never saw a line today.
This is WANI election coverage, breaking news.
Richard Biner joins us as Court of Criminal Appeals Judge Place 1. You saved a little money. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. I did save some money.
You successfully defeated any write-ins that could have challenged you.
That is correct.
Were there any?
I'm sure there are. There always are. In my first election in 2004, I guess every election since then, there have been write-ins.
Yeah.
And they post them
with. They actually posted them in St. Clair County outside the DA's office, so you could always go by and see who the write-in people were.
Your local election headquarters, News Talk WANI.
Chief Justice Sarah Stewart, who has been...
Chief Justice-elect.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, congratulations. I know it's one of those things where nobody says the hay's in the barn until you finally get that word, I guess.
Yeah, so we, you know, wait for the AP red check mark. it finally came in with about 25% of the vote, but we are super excited about the opportunity to serve the state of Alabama and to have 20 years of judicial experience that I'm bringing to the table, and I'm really excited about the opportunities and just really humbled and honored by the support and the trust of the people of Alabama.
Your local election headquarters, News Talk WANI.
We were talking just beforehand. I don't think a lot of camps expel or don't want to at least put that in their brain. Hey, I'm 80% up, then I'm good. And then when you say that, and then you ain't good come election night. So you kind of want to stay away from that. But they did. They said, well, we may talk. It depends on where we are, and we may call you. And I said,
yeah, I thought Auburn was good when they were on the 9.5-yard line against Missouri up by 11 and had the ball, first and goal.
Thanks for putting that in our brain before.
You got to finish, man. That's what Judge saying.
That's it. And I thought I texted with Sarah right before I came in.
Yeah, and so she's feeling the exact same way. Hey, Fox News coming up. Thanks to all our sponsors. As you'll hear those top of the hour, plus Fox News top of the hour. Probably some updated numbers with them. Judge Richard Miner in with us.
Your local election headquarters, News Talk WANI.
Speaking of counties, and we go right here to Lee County. Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones joins us on the WANI hotline. And Sheriff, thanks for taking a little time with us today. I know you've been busy throughout the day today.
Yes, sir. We've had a few things going on.
We were talking about when you were here with me and Riley earlier in the week. Well, I say earlier in the week, just yesterday. So it feels like, hey, from that time, from 6:30 yesterday morning to tonight, it honestly feels like it was last week when you and I visited together.
You know, I have the same feeling you do. I was just thinking that. I said, gosh, it seems like it's been a while, but obviously it has not been that long at all.
Where will we stand over there as far as Lee County is concerned and you guys at Beniac and Center? Have all boxes been reported yet?
No, we've got another box still to come in out in Loke Smoke at Mount Zion. And we also have the absentee box that has not come in. And there were approximately, gosh, a little over 5,000 absentee ballots cast, and so those have not yet finished up.
Your local election headquarters, News Talk WANI.
I call this a rock fight, and it will be all night in Wisconsin. Both candidates right just above 49%, 34%. A rock fight in Wisconsin, a rock fight in Virginia. The New York Times election tracker, guys, chance of winning has moved. Leaning Trump, 69% chance of victory. Estimated Electoral College, 286. It says the needle's early take. Trump is now a narrow but clear favorite to win Georgia and North Carolina. If that happens, Kamala Harris would have to win all three swing states in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. In two of those three states right now, she's in a nasty little rock fight.
You hit the nail on the head. If Trump wins Georgia, North Carolina, and Arizona, as he is expected to, the blue wall has to stay intact for Harris to have a path to the presidency. Before we get to the top of the hour, we'll get a national update from Fox News Channel. I did want to say Caroline Dobson continues to have a lead on Shamari Figures with about 16% of 16% reporting in that race, 58% for Dobson compared to 42% for Figures. Dobson just over 30,500 ballots cast to Figures, 22,000. We're going to keep an eye on it.
Got the last hour coming up. Also, something to watch out for, we'll keep in mind, only reported 2%, but right now Minnesota, Trump leading in Minnesota.
Wow.
And that is where that vice presidential candidate is from, and that's the whole reason she picked him, so she could grab the state. And as of right now, that is not happening. We'll keep an eye on that as well coming up next hour. Fox News coming up next.
Your local election headquarters, News Talk WANI.
Probate Judge Bill English, is have we got a final total judge that has come in for this evening?
Yes and no.
Okay.
The final total from the precincts was 68,376, which is a 51% turnout, but we've got about 5,500 absentees. When you add that, they're still counting. They're going to be quite a while tonight.
I guess,
you factor those in, our turnout's about 55%. Do you recall what my prediction was?
Was it 55 or 57? I was trying to tell the guys. I couldn't remember.
57.
You're pretty good. You're pretty good, Judge.
Yeah.
Like you've been doing this a lot.
Looking around this morning, I would have told you it would have hit 60 because the crowds this morning were enormous. We did not have enormous crowds at the end of the day like we sometimes have had.
Your local election headquarters, News Talk WANI.
We do want to encourage you to keep it tuned right here to News Talk WANI, as our friends over at Fox News Radio will have exclusive coverage of the 2024 the 2024 general election.
General election.
Through all the way to midnight. So keep it tuned right here to News Talk WANI. My last word, Dobson figures too close to call, 40% in. Dobson leads 51.1 to 48.9.
I just don't think we'll hear anything.
We will not know the winner tonight.
That's just one of those that they're going to make sure they go over with a fine-tooth comb.
Oh, yeah.
It being the first time out of the box as well, and being such a... what started out as a friendly race turned into really not friendly when they had that first debate. So
yeah, that one might end up in some type of courtroom as well. You don't ever know.
Yeah.
I'd like to say thank you so much for having me. This has been a ton of fun.
Wade, thank you so much for being a part of it, man.
Yeah,
I had
really
so much fun having you here.
Yeah, it was awesome. Real quick, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Trump barely leading in all of those states, but he's leading, and it's getting late in the game. I still think it's a little close to make a call, but stay tuned here to News Talk 1400. Tune in to Fox News here and on television, and I bet we're going to have something called tonight, guys.
I hope we do.
It's trending towards that.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and with people like the New York Times predicting, because that ain't the most conservative newspaper in the world. So Post is, but not the Times. So with people like at predicting that it's over and going ahead and giving him North Carolina, Georgia, and Pennsylvania, that says a lot, in my opinion.
The first domino to fall would be Georgia. He's up by about 150,000 votes, 90% reporting. There's probably meaning about, if the numbers are the same as 2020, 400,000 votes. She's going to have to win 65 to 70% of the remaining vote to win that state. Mm. That's asking a lot this late in the game.
Much appreciative to Moe's Barbecue, Bent Creek location. Be sure to visit their downtown location as well. They provided food for us tonight. Ricky, we appreciate you and your staff sticking your neck out and doing that for us to give us a meal to eat here in the studio. Also to all our sponsors that Riley just mentioned a little bit ago. Special thanks to the people that visited with us, including Judge Richard Miner, Chief Justice Sarah Stewart, also Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones, and of course Probate Judge Bill English, who came on with us there at the end to give us the updates of looking at around 55% as far as vote totals are concerned for Lee County. Jacob Goins, who should be in the car headed back right now. Hopefully he is. Appreciate him being boots on the ground and sending us numbers throughout the evening and giving us updates. For Wade Bennett, for Riley Hubbard, I'm Ben Taylor. We'll see you guys tomorrow morning on Auburn Opelika this morning between 6 and 9. You've been listening to Election Coverage 2024.
FM and 1400 AM.
News Talk WANI.